感谢主，那我们一起来做个祷告。主，我们在天上的父神，我们感谢赞美你，感谢你把我们大家今天聚集在这里，让我们在线上有敬拜有崇拜，我们每个人在自己的家中，但是我们同样在你的殿中，我们来赞美你敬拜你。主，求你保守今天的聚会，也保守我们教会下周实体聚会的开放，我们这一切都交在你的手中，求你的灵与我们同在，求你的大能的手来保护我们，来看顾我们，引导我们。感谢主，祷告奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。好，下面这首诗歌，是让我，真的是让我们在唱下面这首诗歌的时候，让我们思考我们敬拜我们神，我们赞美我们神的时候，是用一种怎样的心态，让我们真的是全心全意的，我们把我们的周日，我们不光是周日，把我们每天都像我们馨香的祭一样，来能够献给我们的神，能达到他的面前，求他悦纳。我们来唱下面这首诗歌，让我。Thank you.
梦中家就属我，是我脱离罪恶，叫我这不配的人品行得救。你赐圣灵帮助我，是我胜过老旧我，祈求恩主领我迈向树林高峰，让我赞美飞进每次，让我敬拜飞进方式，让我服侍飞靠双手，而祷告飞进永恒，让我爱人不要虚假，让我
那么接下来是祷告的时间，我们请 Abraham 弟兄带我们做祷告。
罗马书第八章第三十一节到三十九节，即使这样还有什么可说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。谁能定他们的罪呢？有耶稣基督已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边替我们祈求。谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被人被杀，人看我们像将宰的羊， 然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的事，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。我们一起祷告。亲爱的天父，我们感谢你的恩典，我们敬拜你。主，你赐下你的独生爱子，为我们的罪死在十字架上。主啊，你既不怜惜自己的儿子，就把一切白白的赐给我们，让我们这个在主耶稣靠着主耶稣基督的宝血所洁净的人，我们今天能够在主的爱里。这个爱是一切受造之物都不能让我们与这个爱隔绝。我们敬拜你，主啊，实在是让我们在这个特别的时候，主孩子把我们自己众弟兄姐妹仰望在你的手中。主啊，在这个特别疫情的期间，主让我们更深的经历，主啊，一切无论高处低处，一切受造之物都不能让我们与神的爱隔绝。主啊，让我们在这个时候更深的经历我们在神的爱里面所有的平安稳妥，有这样的确据和把握。主啊，因着我们有这样的经历的时候，我们的生命能够更向着你，我们的生命更愿意来被你所改变和塑造，我们更愿意来寻求你的面。主啊，就像经上所说，因着你的爱慈爱吸引我们，从此以后我们活着的人不再是为着自己而活，乃是为我们从死里复活的主而活。主啊，帮助我们众弟兄姐妹在我们的生命当中，在这段经历当中，让我们灵命上有这样真切的经历，生命有被你的改变。我们知道外面所发生的一切并不能改变在我们里面有这样的确据，也并不能改变在我们里面有这样的把握。主啊，恩待保守我们。主啊，让我们有个刚强的心在你的面前。主是让我们真是被你的爱所激励，被你的爱所改变，也被你的爱所来驱动。亲爱的主，我们感谢你在今天这个特别的日子当中，主，我们敬拜你，因为一切美善的东西都是出于你。我们为你赐给我们母亲，也让我们在生命当中经历母爱，献上感谢和赞美。主啊，实在是孩子为所有的教会，所有的母亲，还是天底下所有的母亲来向你祷告。主啊，你恩待保守。主啊，感谢你让他们真是生命当中孕育我们。主啊，孩子也真是特别求你让我们的母亲真是在你的爱当中能够信靠你，接受你做他们个人的救主，经历你的爱，更是在生命当中接受你做他们的救主，来更深的经历你的爱。主啊，孩子也特别把我们的母亲在这个特别的时期仰望在你的手中。主啊，你看顾我们的母亲们，特别是在这个特别时期当中，孩子们都在家里的时候，主啊，你给我们的母亲有这样的爱心，有这样的耐心，有这样的智慧，有这样的能力，来正是以你的爱，以你的慈悲来带领孩子在家的这段时间。主啊，给他们，这是让他们在这段时间当中蒙你丰富的恩典和智慧带领。亲爱的主，还是感谢你。亲爱的主，我们来到你的面前，也继续把我们教会的事工仰望在你的手中。主啊，你恩待保守我们。主，我们主啊，开始的下一星期所开始的实体的主日崇拜仰望在你的手中，把一切预备的工作仰望在你的手中。不光是我们在清洁跟遵守各样规定的预备上，更是在我们众弟兄姐妹灵里的预备。主啊，你真是恩待保守我们弟兄姐妹的心在你的面前，让我们在整个这件事情当中蒙你圣灵智慧的引导，无论是在继续在线上敬拜，还是来到教会当中实体的敬拜。主啊，让我们有一颗用一个心灵诚实一个心灵诚实的敬拜能够来到你的面前。主啊，让我们真是来到你面前的时候，你给我们一个刚强的心。主啊，也把你的确据放在我们心里。主啊，知道在你所定的这个地方，我们这个教会，主啊，是你的圣所。主啊，你在那里，一切保守出于你。我们把我们下个星期的实体开始的实体聚会，接下去的聚会都仰望着你的手中。主啊，你恩待保守我们。孩子也把我们下周日教会的春季大扫除仰望在你的手中。主啊，我们感谢你的恩典，
你赐下丰富的恩典在我们众弟兄姐妹生命当中，主啊，也让我们真是回应你的爱的时候，我们愿意来服侍你，主啊，把预备我们众弟兄姐妹的心和时间来到你面前，主啊，我们把真是把整个大扫除的这个时间仰望在你的手中，主啊，你分别为圣，让我们在服侍当中更深的学习来经历你，更深的学习你对我们的教导，主啊，孩子把周六的大扫除交在你的手中，主，你让我们所进行的一切都蒙你的看顾保守。亲爱的主，孩子在这个时候也在继续为我们在各地的世界各地的疫情的蔓延和这些在一线当中的医护人员仰望在你的手中，主啊，孩子真是把各地的疫情继续仰望在你的手中，也把各地的政府逐渐在开放各样社会活动的时候，主啊，求你的圣灵真带领我们带领这些执政掌权的，让他们所做的是有你的智慧与他们同在，保守他们的百姓能够真是在安全当中。亲爱的主，孩子也继续把我们的敬拜仰望在你的手中，主，你施怜悯在我们众弟兄姐妹当中，主啊，当你的儿女我们在一起聚集的时候，主啊，就像你说的，只要在地上有两三个人奉你的名聚集，你就在我们当中，主，我们凭着你的应许我们来到一起，无论以怎么样的形式敬拜的时候，主啊，我们同心合一在你面前，我们是奉你的名的聚集，我们愿你的名得着高举，愿你的名得着尊荣，愿你的名得着称赞，也愿你在我们的聚集当中居首位掌王权。主啊，我们求你按你的话语，当你被高举的时候，你信众人的信来归向你。主啊，孩子就求你在今天这个时候，在你的儿女在一起敬拜的时候，主啊，在我们高举你的名的时候，主啊，你就吸引我们的心来归向你。还这样感谢祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。
好，感谢 Abraham 弟兄带我们做祷告。那么今天是母亲节，我们回想一下，我们觉得母亲确实是在我们生命中跟我们最亲密的，带给我们生命的，但是也是可能是最容易被我们忽视的一群人。那他们在我们的信仰生活中真的是扮演不可替代的角色，他们带我们信主，他们带我们认识这位神。那我们今天我们通过下面这段经文，我们来看民数记第六章24-26节，有说到愿耶和华赐福给你保护你，愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，愿耶和华向你扬脸赐你平安。我们用这段经文，我们真的是祝福天下所有的母亲，感谢他，感谢神通过母亲赐给我们生命，然后把我们带到了我们的这个世上，让我们能够有机会来认识我们的神，我们的主。那我们真的是我们今天为你祝福，我们每天都为你们祝福，然后愿真的是耶和华时时刻刻向你扬脸赐你平安。那我们来唱诗歌，我今天为你祝福。
祝福耶和华。
感谢主。那我们把接下来的时间交给冯涛弟兄，他带给我们的正道题目是《有福的母亲》。
感谢神，今天是母亲节啊！祝愿各位母亲们节日快乐。
Thank God, today is Mother's Day. I want to wish all the mothers Happy Mother's Day.
我们先一起来读一处圣经，是在路加福音的一章46-48节。
Let's read together a passage scripture. What's it? It's in the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 46-48.
好，我们大家可以一起看到眼前的屏幕。我们可以一起来读《路加福音》一章16节起。玛利亚说：“我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐，因为他顾念他使女的卑微，从今以后万代要称我有福。”感谢神，我们经文就先读到这里。
This is the passage for today.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
我们在这里为这天下的母亲，尤其是我们教会的母亲们来祷告。
And here we for all the mothers, especially the mothers of our church.
愿神使母亲们能够成为真正有福的母亲。
And may the Lord make our mothers become a really blessed mothers.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名 Amen.
Let's pray in the name of Christ. Amen.
我们在母亲节的时候我们都为我们的母亲来祝福来祝愿。
And in Mother's Day, we, of course, we send our blessings to our mothers. Our best wishes to our mothers as well.
那么在这个世界上那谁是最有福的母亲呢？
And but in this world, who is the most blessed mother?
我想毫无疑问就是主耶稣基督的母亲玛利亚。
I think it's of course there's no question is the mother of Jesus Christ. It's Mary.
圣灵感动玛利亚，她自己宣告，她说：“万代要称我有福。”
And the Holy Spirit moved in Mary's heart, and she claimed that.That generations will call him, call her the blessed.
所以玛利亚不仅仅是在她那个时代是最有福的母亲，玛利亚在历史历代跟所有的母亲比，她都是最有福的。
So Mary is not only that the blessed mother in her generation, but from generations to generations, she is the blessed mother.
所以我们在母亲节的时候，我们愿意母亲们都成为最有福的母亲。
So, in the Mother's Day, we pray that all mothers become blessed mothers.
所以我们就应该来思想这个被上帝所称为最有福的母亲玛利亚。
So let's think, how that this mother that called by God is the blessed mother, Mary.
我曾经看到过有一种说法，说母亲是最痛苦的职业。
And I hear, I saw this kind of saying said the mother is the most painful occupation.
我也听过有一个弟兄说过，说妈妈是一个没有假期、没有薪水、没有退休的工作。
And I heard a brother said, "Mom is a mother is a occupation without pay, without holiday, and without retirement.
成为母亲一开始，事实上就充满了痛苦。
And actually, from the beginning of a person become a mother, it's full of pain.
十月怀胎身上背负着沉重的负担生活受到极大的影响。
And she has to be pregnant for 10 months, and it's the body getting heavier, and a lot of discomfort in her life.
行动啊，饮食啊，甚至睡眠，就是连翻身都不容易。
And in her life during the 10 months pregnant, and her action, her food, her appetite, and her even the sleep are all severely affected.
那么当生孩子的那个时刻又是最最痛苦的。
And then come to the time of labor, and that is the most painful time.
今天人们把这个痛苦的等级分为十级。
Today there is a scale about the pain. They divide up ten, in the grade of ten.
那么第十级就是最痛最痛的了。
And the scale at number ten is the most painful. Most pain is scaled by ten.
那么第十级的痛苦到底是什么痛苦呢？就是妈妈生孩子时候的痛苦。
And so how do they classify the scale 10 pain is the pain that your mother delivered the baby.
没有第十一级了，第十级妈妈生孩子的痛苦就是最痛苦了。
And there is no scale of number 11. Number 10, which is the mother delivered the baby, that's the most painful scale.
所以有人会说这个妈妈是一个很痛苦的职业。
So that's why some people said mother is a very painful occupation.
我曾经看过一个小故事，一个年轻的爸爸试图向他四岁的女儿说明什么叫结婚。
And I read a story, and a young father tried to tell her little girl say what means get married.
然后这个年轻的爸爸呢，就把他跟妻子的结婚照就拿出来给他这个四岁的女儿看。
So the young father just showed the picture of their marriage, picture of their wedding, and showed to the little girl.
然后这个小女孩一看这个照片，她说啊，我明白了，这个结婚到底是什么意思。
And then little girl look at this picture and they said, oh, I understand what that means of get married.
然后那个爸爸就感到很奇怪，就是，那你说说结婚是什么意思呢？
And so the father kind of a little strange feel, and he said, okay, tell me what that means, get married.
然后那个小女孩就说，自从妈妈结婚那一天，她就来到我们家里，为我们服务了。
And, the little girl said, I understand that getting married is that start the wedding day, mother come to our house and start to work here.
所以难怪有些人会说妈妈是一个很痛苦的职业。
And that's why no wonder that some people said mother is a very painful occupation.
总是任劳任怨，总是付出。然后似乎也从来没有休息的时候，也没有看到回报的时候。
And mother is always work hard and always giving and have a little reward.
我们看到圣经说，玛利亚是最有福的妈妈，最有福的母亲。
And we read the Bible, and the Bible said Mary is the blessed mother, is the most blessed mother.
那么如果我们来看圣经所记载玛利亚她的人生经历，如果从人的眼光来看，玛利亚是一个很痛苦的母亲。
And, but if we look at the story recorded in the Bible and look at the life of Mary from people's view, and Mary's life is a very painful life.
生孩子的时候是在一个关牲畜的地方生孩子。
And she delivered the baby in a place that is in a manger. It's a place for animal.
然后孩子一出生下来就很快就逃亡，全家人就逃亡。
And when the baby was born, they are in the journey of like running away, running.
那么当主耶稣基督刚刚出生不多没过几天，婴儿耶稣。妈妈玛利亚就抱着耶稣去到圣殿。
And when the baby Jesus was born in a couple of days, and Mary take him into the temple.
他要把耶稣献给神。
And she wants to dedicate Jesus to God.
这时候圣殿中有一个老人叫西面，西面就认出这个婴儿耶稣是世人的救主，是弥赛亚。
And in the temple, there's a priest, and it's called, it's an old priest, he's called Simon, and he recognized that this little baby is the Messiah.
然后西面就起来给他们祝福。
And Simon basically blessed them.
然后西面是这样说的，在路加福音二章三十四到三十五节。
And if you look at the screen, that's what Simon said, to them.
然后西门特别对耶稣的母亲玛利亚说，这孩子被立是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的话柄，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
And Simon basically tell Mary and this child's destiny to a review of rise and fall of many Israelites.And especially, he said, your heart were pierced by him.
所以西面就告诉玛利亚，就说有一天你的心，你这个妈妈的心也会因为这个孩子，你的心会被刀刺透。
And so basically, the Simon tell Mary, said, one day that you, the mother, your heart will be deeply hurt and like speared by a knife.By this child.
所以显然这句话指的就是当主耶稣被罗马人钉在十字架上的时候，当主耶稣受羞辱 受鞭打被世人嘲笑辱骂的时候。
Of course, this is referred to the moment when Jesus was crucified on the cross. He was beaten, he was mocked,And he was laughed at.
我们可以思想一下，那时候玛利亚妈妈的心是怎样，是何等何等的痛苦。
We can imagine at that moment how painful that Mary, the mother's heart would be.
有时候我看到我自己的孩子不小心摔倒了，我的心都痛得不得了，我觉得我比我孩子要痛多了，因为我叫得比他更大声。
And sometimes if I see my child falls, and I feel, I kind of cry out, and I feel more pain than her.
我们可以思想一下，当耶稣的母亲玛利亚看到耶稣去遭遇这些，这个母亲的心是何等何等的痛苦。
So we can imagine when Jesus' mother saw Jesus suffer all this, how painful her heart would be.
那么我们不禁会问，那为什么圣经说玛利亚是最有福的母亲呢？
So that we will ask a question. Okay, if like this, why Bible called the mother is a blessed mother, Mary?
原来一个母亲是否有福，是看她拥有一个怎样的孩子。
And so, this basically here said, whether mother is blessed or not is depend on what kind of child.She has.
为什么说玛利亚是最有福气的母亲？因为她拥有一个名叫耶稣的儿子。
So why Mary is called the blessed mother? Because she has a child named Jesus.
尽管玛利亚在地上的一生，在世人看来她是痛苦的母亲，她甚至是悲惨的母亲。尽管耶稣没有给玛利亚带来什么富足的平安舒适的生活。
Even though that in the people's side eyes that Mary's life on earth is pretty painful and Jesus didn't bring any a wonderful life to her.
尽管玛利亚所经历的痛苦是许许多多的母亲永远无法想象的痛苦，看着自己的孩子被钉在十字架上。
Even the pain that Mary experienced is that many, many mothers will never ever experience or never ever can imagine.Which is, her own son was nailed on the cross.
但是毫无疑问，玛利亚是世界上是全人类当中最有福气的母亲，因为她有一个名叫耶稣的儿子。
of course, that Mary is the most blessed mother because she has a child named Jesus.
所以今天我们希望所有的母亲都成为有福的母亲。
So today we all wish and pray that all mothers are become a blessed mothers.
我们祝愿，我们祝福所有的母亲能够真正的有福，在上帝眼中看为有福的母亲。
We pray and we wish all the mothers become a blessed mother in the sight of God.
那事实上我们就是在祝愿在希望所有的母亲能够拥有一个像主耶稣那样的儿子。
So if we do such a prayer and such a wish, basically we're praying and we wish that all the mother will have a child like Jesus.
今天是母亲节，我也希望我们所有的母亲能够思想一下。你真的愿意成为一个在上帝的眼中有福的母亲吗？
So today is the Mother's Day, and I would ask all the mothers think about this. Are you really willing become a blessed mother in the sight of God?
那么你就要竭尽全力的来把你的孩子来培养他，来带领他，让他成为一个信靠跟从主耶稣、效法主耶稣的人。
If so, and then you want to do your utmost to raise your training, you lead your child, trust Jesus, accept Jesus, and follow Jesus.
如果你的孩子能够真正的能够成为一个活在这个地上的生命，你孩子的生命能够活出像主耶稣基督那样的生命，你就是一个真正有福的母亲。
If your child's life on earth can live a life follow Jesus and have the life of a Christ-like life, and then you are the real blessed mother.
那么母亲们要成为真正有福的母亲，母亲们要怎样来看自己呢？
So if a mother want to be a blessed mother, how we should look at ourselves?
我们看见玛利亚是最有福的母亲，玛利亚看自己，我是上帝的使女，或者说是上帝的仆人。
And first, if let's look at how Mary look at herself. Mary look at herself said, I am the servant of God.
所以要想成为一个有福的母亲，母亲们要看自己，我是上帝的仆人，上帝是我的主人。
And if a mother wants to be blessed mother, a mother should look at himself as a servant of God, and God is my Lord.
我们来看圣经中另外一位有福的母亲，就是撒母耳的母亲哈拿。
And let's look at another blessed mother in the Bible, that's Samuel's mother Hannah.
那么哈拿，上帝祝福她，上帝赐给她一个儿子撒母耳。
And so Hannah, basically God cared about her and gave her a son, Samuel.
当然这个儿子是哈拿来在神的面前求来的，痛哭流涕，哀伤祈求来的。
And we know according to the Bible that this son was that Hannah come to the temple and cried to the God and asked God to give her.
当他向上帝哀求祷告的时候，哈拿说自己是神的仆人，神的婢女，神的女仆女。
And when she prayed to God, and she called herself is God's maid servant.
所以我们会看见这个有福的母亲跟玛利亚那位有福的母亲有一个共同的地方，他们都看自己是神的仆人。
And so we can see here, Hannah and Mary has this, something in common. When they come to the God, they all call themselves a main servant of God.
所以今天如果我们母亲们想成为一个有福的母亲，我们第一个要看自己，我不是我孩子的仆人，我甚至也不是我丈夫的仆人，我单单是神的仆人。
So today, mothers want to become a blessed mother. They got to look at themselves. I'm not the servant of my child. I'm not servant of my husband. I'm only alone as a servant of God, made servant of God.
所以我要按照我的主人的心意来养育我的孩子，来培养我的孩子。
So I have to raise my children according to my Lord's heart.
因为我的孩子是我的主人赐给我的。
Because my children are given to me by my Lord, by my master.
所以我们会看到第二点，一个有福的母亲，他们是尊主为大。
Second, we can see a mother become a blessed mother and she manifests the Lord.
我们可以看到玛利亚的祷告，她说她尊主为大。
And we can see Mary's prayer, she said, I manifest the Lord.
我们可以看见萨母尔母亲哈拿的祷告，她尊主为大，所以她把这个孩子归给神。
And we can see Hannah and her prayer, and he manifested the Lord, so she gave that child to Jehovah.
所以从人的眼光来看，哈拿是一个很奇怪的母亲。
So from people's side, people's view, Hannah is kind of very strange mother.
她在上帝面前苦苦哀求，因为她没有孩子，她希望神给她一个孩子，结果神听了她的哀求，神给了她孩子。
She come to the presence of the Lord and she begged very hardly for a child, and God did give her a child.
结果孩子出生没多久，按照摩西的律法，这个洁净的日子完了之后，他立刻就把孩子又送到圣殿当中。
And once the child was born after days of the cleanliness according to the law of Moses, and she sent the child back to the temple.
那么他说他让这个孩子永远归给神，从此撒母耳就从一个小 baby 就一直在圣殿中长大，就跟妈妈就分开了。
So she basically at the very, very baby infant Samuel, she was gave it to God and she was separated from this child. And this child actually be living, grow up in the temple.
然后哈拿只是一年去圣殿一次，给孩子做一个新的外袍，一年做一个新的外袍，然后去到圣殿给撒母耳这个儿子带过去。
And Hannah actually only visit this her child once a year and bring a new garment to him.
所以我们可以清楚看，在哈拿的心中，神为大，而他的孩子是属于神，要尊神为大。
So we can see in Hannah's heart, and she basically think God is the one, and she manifested the Lord.
很多的时候，我们常常会看到这样的一个现象，很多人来到神的面前哀求祈求，来到神的面前祷告。
And often we see this type of phenomenon. A lot of people come to God and pray and begging.
然后神赐给他们所想要的东西，他们就再也不来到神的面前了。
And then after God gave to them what they asked for, and they never come to the presence of God again.
我个人就经历过很多这样的事情，就是有些人就是来到神的面前，就说我身上的某一种疾病，或者我亲人当中某一种疾病，求神医治。
And I have a lot of this experience, and I run into the people and come to churches that I have this disease or my relatives have disease, begging God to heal that type of sickness.
或者是什么样的问题希望神来解决，什么样的东西希望神来供应。
Or maybe it's not sickness, or maybe some problem they need God to solve for them, or there's some provision they need from God.
结果神真的就是怜悯人，神真的就回应他们的祷告，解决他们的问题，供应他们的需要。
And then God did have a mercy and hear their prayer and heal their sickness, solve their problem, or provide what they need.
然后他们拿了这些，他们就走了。
And but once they get this, and they left.
再也不会再来到神的面前。
And never come to the presence of God again.
然后也失去对上帝一切的兴趣， 更是对神的话语没有任何兴趣了。
And also lost all interest to God and the word of God.
但是哈拿不是这样的母亲。
But Hannah is not like this.
哈拿从神那里求来了一个孩子，她把这个孩子又归给神。
And Hannah begged a child from God, and then when she got it, he gave the child back to God.
所以我们可以看见，在哈拿这个有福的母亲心中，她真正重要的、真正最大的是神，而不是她这个孩子。
So from Hannah, that blessed mother, we can see the most important one is God, not his child, not her child.
这样的母亲是有福的母亲。
And such a mother is a blessed mother.
那么会看到第三点，玛利亚、哈拿这两个有福的母亲，她们有个共同的地方，就是以神为乐。
And thirdly, and Mary and Hannah, they have the third things in common is that they all rejoice in God.
她们不是以自己的孩子为乐。
They are not rejoice in their child, their children.
啊，玛利亚是这样。哈拿也是这样。
And Mary is like this, and so does Hannah.
很多的时候我们会看见一些慈爱的母亲，他们是以自己的孩子为乐。
And so many times we see that loving mother are rejoiced in their child.
让他们的喜怒哀乐全部都是在他们的孩子身上。
But and their all emotion are all come focus and come from their children.
有时候我会看到有的母亲，哎呀，这个愁眉不展，满面愁容，然后问，哎，怎么回事啊
？And sometimes meet some mothers. They are very full of trouble. Feels very sad.
然后我就他就会说啊，因为我的孩子怎么样？要考试啊，身体不好，有病啊。我心里很焦急啊。
Then ask what's going on, then they will say, oh, because my mother, my children has a lot of issues, I have a test to go or got the sick in their body, so I'm very worried.
有时候我会看到一些妈妈们，哎呀，开开心心，容光焕发，好像年轻了20岁一样。
And sometimes I met some mothers so happy and so.Even their face looks like 10-20 years younger.
然后我说，哎呀，哎，感谢神，这为什么这么开心呢？
And then I ask them why so happy.
然后他说，哎，我告诉你啊，儿子回来了。
And then I tell you that, oh, okay, I'll let you know that because my son come back.
但是圣经中让我们看到，真正有福的母亲，他们的喜怒哀乐全部。是在神，他们以神为乐，他们不是以孩子为他们一切喜怒哀乐的一个根源。
And but from Bible we can see a blessed mother, the ultimate emotion and feeling is in God, not in their child.
他们愿意让神的心得满足，愿意让神的心喜悦，那么这些有福的妈妈们，他们自己就喜悦。
And they want to please God, and they want to, God's heart be rejoiced, so their heart will be rejoiced as well.
那么圣经也让我们看到一个以孩子为中心的妈妈，事实上是很痛苦和悲惨的妈妈。
And actually the Bible let us know if a mother was take her child or children as a center, it would be a painful mother.
利百加是这样的一个母亲，她爱雅各，她的二儿子，哇，她爱雅各爱得不得了。
And in the Bible, Rebecca is like this. She loves her second child, Jack. She love him so much.
然后她就溺爱雅各，然后她甚至就是教唆雅各和雅各一起撒谎。去骗自己的丈夫，也就是雅各的父亲以撒。
Because she wanted so much for her second child, Jack, and she plot with her second child, Jack, to cheat her husband, Isaac.
因为她 他就希望，哎呀，我想要我这个儿子好，我想让我这个儿子得到一切的好处啊！我哪怕跟他一起去撒谎，跟他一起去骗人，我教他怎么撒谎都可以。
He basically said, "I want my favorite child the best, and I do whatever, even lie, cheat, I will do that too."
那么结果我们都知道了，在自从利百加和雅各一起合伙去欺骗以撒之后，当天雅各就逃亡了，从此离开了父家。
And we know what the consequence is. And since that day, that Rebecca and Jacob joined together cheat the father, and that very day, actually Jacob has to run away from the home.
永远离开最爱他的妈妈利百加，然后利百加也再也没有看到他最爱的儿子雅各，一直到死都没看到。
From that day, that Jacob has to run away from the mother who loved him most, and Rebecca will never ever see her favorite child again in her life.
所以我们看见神奇妙的作为，当一个妈妈把她的儿子放在她心中最重要的位置，她的一切的心思意念全部在她儿子身上，结果这个妈妈会经历很大很大的痛苦。
So we can see that the work of God, a mother that put all her focus in a child, and the child become a center of her life, and then she actually experienced a great sorrow and a pain in her life.
当我说到这里，我想到了我自己。我作为父亲，其实很多的时候我也犯这样的错误。
And when I speak of this, and I examine myself as a father, a lot of times I made this type of error as well.
我的妻子冯海总是告诫我，就是你不要把孩子偶像化，孩子不是你的神。
And my wife always told me, do not idolize your child, and your child is not your God.
那么我也在实际的经历当中，我也看到一个男孩子，一个年轻人恨他的妈妈，非常怨恨他的妈妈。
And also in my life, I also run into a young man, and he actually hate his mother very much.
后来当我了解他们家庭更多了以后，我就才发现，原来他的妈妈不仅丝毫没有伤害过这个他的儿子，甚至他的妈妈可以为他的儿子献上一切，连生命一切都可以为这个儿子献上。
So when I get to know more about their family, and I kind of realize that actually, his mother never did something wrong to him, and his mother can also give everything, even life, for her son.
所以这个妈妈自己生活非常的简朴，但是只要儿子想要的东西一定给他的买。
And the mother actually is very very simple life, but as long as the son wants anything, she will do whatever to satisfy.
所以当我第一次看到这个年轻人的时候，我完全想象不到他的父母是从事这样工作的，我以为他是一个大富人家出来的人。
Because when I first ran into this young man, I never imagined that he was come from such a family. I thought he must come from a very rich family.
然后他的妈妈可以说就是为孩子多么的辛苦，多么的付出都可以。
And his mother basically did very hard work and gave everything for this son.
但是这个年轻人最后却非常怨恨他的妈妈。
But this young man in the end just very hate blame his mother.
为什么呢？因为这个年轻人认为妈妈在控制我，没有给我自由。
And why is that? Because the young man think that mother is actually like emotionally controlled him and don't give him the freedom, liberty that he needs.
后来这个年轻人研究生毕业以后，他就去了远远的，去了很远的城市工作了，就离开他的爸爸妈妈了。
And later on, when this young man graduated from a graduate school, and he went to a far away from his family, he just don't to be far away from their parents.
后来我也听说他的妈妈好像后来就得癌症了。
And I heard later on, his mother actually had a cancer.
所以其实我相信很多很多人在实际的生活当中可以看到很多这样的事情，就是当一个母亲把她的孩子偶像化，这个母亲把她的孩子当作生命中的最最重要的，当作神一样，那这个母亲其实没有幸福，这个母亲会非常非常的痛苦，而这个痛苦会往往会来自于她的孩子。
Actually, in the life, we see a lot of example. If a mother that treat herchild as the most important, idolize and treat her child like a god, and this mother is not happy, and most time the painful thing come from is from his child.
对，我们今天从圣经中有福的母亲来看他们是怎样的。
So of today from Bible, let's look at those blessed mother, how they are doing.
那么有福的母亲，第一个，他们看自己是神的仆人，他们不看自己是儿子的仆人，孩子的仆人。
So let's summarize. Number one, they see themselves as the main servant of God. They not look at themselves as a servant of their child.
他们心里尊神为大，他们心里不是尊他的孩子为大。
But in their heart, they manifest their Lord, but not manifest their God.
他们心里以神为乐，他们不是就是喜怒哀乐全部在于他孩子身上，他们不是这样的。
In their heart, they ultimately rejoice in God. They are not put their all ultimate feeling in their children.
然后呢，他们把自己的孩子献给神。
And then they dedicate their child to God.
或者说他们教导孩子，从小教导孩子，让孩子来信靠神，然后让孩子能够来侍奉神，也成为神的仆人。
Or you can say they lead them, they train them, they raise them to their child to trust God, to know God, and to serve God.
圣经中让我们看到提摩太的妈妈是有福的母亲有尼基。
And in the Bible, we also see the New Testament, and we can see Timothy's mother, Eunice, is a blessed mother.
因为她从小就带领提摩太来信靠神。
Because when she raised Timothy from the beginning to know God.
然后他在这个孩子幼小的心灵当中，他种下的是真诚的信心，是正确真挚的信心。
And the Bible said in a very young time, and she actually put down a genuine faith in Timothy's heart.
后来提摩太就被神所兴起，被神所大大的使用。
Of course, later on, Timothy was used by God greatly.
然后保罗特别提醒提摩太，就是你要知道你的信心是从哪里来，你是跟谁学的。
And especially Paul reminded Timothy, said, "You know, you have to know where your faith come from, where you learn from whom you learn that."
然后是谁教导你明白圣经？其实保罗在这里其实提到的就是你的母亲，就提摩太的母亲。
Paul said, "You need to know who like let you to understand the Bible when you're young, start from you're young." Actually, Paul mentioned is his mother.
所以今天如果我们真正的希望我们的母亲成为有福的母亲，我们就希望就盼望我们的母亲都可以像提摩太的母亲，都可以像撒母耳的母亲甚至像主耶稣的母亲那样，把自己的孩子带领来信靠神。
So today, when we wish and pray our mother become a blessed mother, we just pray that our mother is just like Timothy's mother, like Samuel's mother, or even Jesus' mother, that lead their child to know God.
但是非常遗憾的是，这样的母亲其实不多。那么事实上，有很多的母亲不仅没有带领自己的孩子，或者是催逼自己的孩子来信靠神，甚至是拦阻。
And unfortunately, we don't have a lot of mother like this. Some mother not only that not push their children to know God, but even like stop them to know God.
在上一次的主日当中，我给大家提到，就是我以前所认识的一对年轻的基督徒夫妻。
And the last Sunday message, I mentioned a Christian couple that I young Christian couple that I come to know.
然后他们大学毕业以后，他们把自己完全奉献出来，全职的来给人传福音。
And after they graduated from the college and they dedicate themselves full time to preach the gospel in the campus.
然后他们的父母就开始就是劝他们，挽留他们，甚至威逼他们，威胁他们，你们不能这样做。
And their parents actually at the beginning begged them, asked them, even threatened them, say you do not do that.
然后最后甚至就说你如果继续这样的话我们就跟你断绝这个父子关系。
And some even threatened that if you continue to do that, I will terminate our father-son relationship.
不仅是不是鼓励他们去侍奉神，不是为他们能够侍奉神欣喜快乐，甚至就拼命的要把他们拉回来，拉回来，你不要这样做，不要这样做，甚至威胁。
So in that case, you can see it's not encouraging them to or rejoice in their serving God, but in a complete opposite ways that don't do this and even threaten to, for them to give up.
那我们可能会说啊，这个父母是不信神的，那肯定是这样了。
And I know, or we may be saying because the parents hasn't come to believe God yet, of course they will do like this.
但是信靠神的基督徒父母又怎样呢？
But how about those Christian parents that who trust in God? How they do it?
有个小男孩他也是每个主日来教会参加教会的儿童的主日学。这个小男孩有一天给他的父母这样说。
And there's a little boy, he come to the church every Sunday and to worship. But one day, that little boy tell his parents.
那小男孩说，哎，爸爸妈妈。让我们在家里开始读经聚会吧，我好喜欢圣经啊，我们能不能我们一家人坐在一起，每天能够来一起来读一段圣经，来学习一段圣经。就这个小男孩大概只有大概讲这个话的时候可能也就七八岁吧。
And this little boy is like about age of 7 or 8, and when he go home, he tells his parents, mom, daddy, we justAt home, can we study the Bible, study every day? And I love to read the Bible. Can we do it together?
爸爸妈妈也是信主很多年的基督徒了，也是很多方面来看都是非常好的基督徒啊，固定聚会啊，怎样
？And his parents actually they become Christian many years, and from a lot of perspective, they are a good Christian and they come to church regularly and all those things.
然后当他们提到儿子这样说的时候，他们觉得，哎呀，这个没想到啊，从来没想到，我儿子对圣经这么有兴趣啊。
And when they hear their son talk about this, they said, "Oh, I never thought about this. He is so interested in the Bible."
让父母说，哎呀，不用了，太麻烦了。爸爸妈妈都很忙，你还有很多学习要做，很多这个各种班你要去上，没有时间了。我们反正主日去教会就好了。
And then the parents said, well, it's too much trouble, too much difficult. We are too busy. We have a lot of work and you have a lot of study and a lot of extra curriculum to do. Let's just go to Sunday every week. Go to church Sunday every week. That would be good.
有些基督徒的父母，当他们看见自己的孩子 信主之后，自己的孩子真正的就想按着圣经的教导去生活，去奉献，去舍己的时候。
And when some Christian parents, when they truly see their child is ready to live according to Christ and to live, to serve, to give at during this moment.
好多父母就会说，哎呀，孩子，你不需要这样，不需要真的这样，你真的去奉献吗？你真的把你每个月收入十分之一拿出来？哎呀，不需要这样了。
And so many parents would at those moments they would say to their children or child said, you really want to do that? You really want to spend so many time? You want to really want to tithe? And you probably don't need to do like this.
No.哎呀，你不要看圣经怎么说的。哎呀，就是要就是把你的丈夫要爱丈夫超过爱父母，要跟父母离开。
And you don't have to follow the Bible that said you have to leave your parents and be united with your husband.
啊，或者也我也。也听到有妈妈这样的说，哎呀，就是儿子啊，你不要爱妻子啊超过爱妈妈。哎呀，你那个圣经的话都几千年前写的。
And so I also hear mother said to this son, you don't need to love your wife more than love your mother, and the Bible is written like 1,000 years ago.
就是这样的爸妈妈，很多时候他也是基督徒，当他们看见自己的孩子真正的想跟从耶稣走十字架的道路的时候，他们不是欣喜快乐，而他们还是哎呀，不要赶紧回来。
This do happen to Christian parents when they see their child and really want to follow Christ, walk on the path of the cross, and they said, well, don't do that, they just come back, take it easy.
所以我们看圣经当中，圣经神的眼中看真正有福的母亲，他们是把孩子带到耶稣这里来，带到神这里来，他们把孩子完全奉献给神。
So we can see from the Bible, when we see that the blessed mother, they completely bring their child to the God and give it to God.
他们而不是当看到自己的孩子真正的要来委身给上帝的时候，他们绝对不是拦阻，而是拼命的鼓励，拼命的支持。
So it's not like when they see their child want to commit themselves to God, they do support and do their best to encourage, not just to stop them, try to let them not do that.
感谢神，我认识一个这样有福的母亲，在上帝的眼中有福的母亲。
And thank God, I know this one of the blessed mother.
这个母亲就是我妻子的母亲，一位主内的姊妹。
This is the my mother-in-law, and she is a sister in Christ.
所以我也叫她妈妈，也可以说也是我的主里的妈妈。
And so I call her mother in the Lord.
当然了，生活上她也确实是我的妈妈，因为她是我妻子的妈妈。
Of course, in life, she is my mother-in-law.
我妻子的母亲现在已经回天家，被主接回天家。
And my mother-in-law now is with the Lord now.
她是一个有福的母亲，当她看见自己的女儿，两个女儿真正的把自己完全奉献给神，委身出来，她是欢喜快乐，她是拼命的鼓励。
She was a blessed mother when she saw two of her daughters want commit themselves to Christ. She is did her utmost to encourage them.
然后我印象最深的就是我跟我的妻子刚结婚不久，这时候我的岳母就对我的妻子说，要我妻子跟我传递这样的话。
And I remember we married not long after we married, and my mother-in-law actually let my wife pass this message to me.
这话是什么呢？就是我的丈母娘让她的女儿对她的丈夫，也就是我说，就是你永远不要爱你的妻子，也就是我丈母娘的女儿，超过爱上帝。
And the message is that to me is you'll never love your wife, which is her daughter, more than you love God.
后来我当时听到这样的话，我感到非常的震惊。我说天底下哪有这样的妈妈呀？
And when I hear that message, I kind of shocked. And you know, there's not many a mother on earth will be like this to her daughter.
这天底下的妈妈都是把女儿嫁出去，巴不得这个女婿爱女儿，哎呀，把自己的女儿当做一个珍珠，一个珍宝。
And I think all the mother when they marry their daughter to a husband, they would the most wish is the daughter would become the center of the lover of the husband and would be treasured like a precious treasure.
但是我妻子的妈妈却说 却让我永远不要爱她的女儿超过爱上帝。
But my mother-in-law just tell me never love my wife, her daughter, more than love God.
所以她是有福的母亲，她的两个女儿现在都在服侍神。
So she is a blessed mother. Now two of her daughters are serving God now.
我在这里我也想给大家分享唐崇荣牧师的母亲，同样也是一个有福的母亲。
And here I want to share another mother, and the mother of a pastor Tang Chongrong.
Stephen Tang.
Stephen Tang.
唐崇荣的妈妈是一个寡妇，她一个人养大八个孩子。
And Pastor Stephen Tang's mother is a widow, and she by herself raised eight children.
唐崇荣弟兄三岁的时候，他爸爸就死了，就妈妈一个人带大八个孩子。
And Stephen Tang's father died while he was at age three.
然后他经常看到他妈妈就跪在那里祷告，就是。
And she recalled she often saw her mother, his mother that pray, kneel down and pray.
然后他妈妈竭力的把他们八个孩子从小带领来认识神，来信靠神。他妈妈说：“我神只能是我只有神做我的依靠。”
And from a very young, and she remember, he remembered that his mother did her very best and to lead her children to know God. And she told them that I only know God is my only trust.
所以结果这个寡妇一个人养大八个孩子，有五个她的孩子都做了牧师。
And so this widow raised eight children, and five of them later become a pastor.
她是有福的母亲。
So she was a blessed mother.
所以在人看来，在世人看来，觉得哎呀，这个妈妈一辈子在地上一辈子好可怜哦，吃那么多的苦。
So in people's sight, that this mother is in her life is so so sad and does suffer so much.
但是不是的，他的妈妈心里充满了喜悦。
It's not because this mother actually full of joy.
她说我有这样的儿子，我有这样的孩子。
Because she has such a children.
所以什么是有福的母亲呢？有福的母亲来养育他的孩子，带领他的孩子来认识神，信靠神，侍奉神。
So, a blessed mother is a mother that she raise, she lead, and she teach her children to know God, to follow God, and to serve God.
或者换一句话说，一个真正有福的母亲，有智慧的母亲，一直在预备教育他的孩子，让孩子能够真正的面对上帝审判的日子。
Or you can say a mother of a blessed mother or mother with wisdom, and she's always prepared and lead her children that to the day, the moment that one day they face the judgment of God.
最后我想跟大家分享一个斯布森牧师母亲的斯布森牧师写下回忆他母亲的一个见证。
And finally, I want to share one testimony that given by Spurgeon that about his mother.
那么在斯布森他的这个自传当中，他是这样说：我永远没有办法足够用最庄重的语言表达我对我母亲的亏欠。
And in his testimony, and Spurgeon said, I hardly can have a solemn language to express my sorry to my mother.
那么他说，斯布顿说，在我们家里呢有一个传统，就是当我们还都是小孩子的时候。我们常常会围着一张桌子，妈妈带领我们来学圣经。
He said that, Spurgeon said that when they were children and in our home there is a tradition, they were around a table, they would study the Bible.
然后妈妈带领我们这八个孩子，一节一节的来学习圣经，然后结束了之后，我们依次来祷告。
And mother basically lead eight children of us and to study Bible verse by verse. And after that, we pray.
然后我们孩子们就轮流祷告，最后是妈妈祷告。
And then we take a turn to pray, and in the end, mother will pray.
他说我妈妈有一个祷告，我今天这个头发全都白了，我已经是老人了，但我永远不会忘记我妈妈做的一个祷告。
And one time, and my mother made a prayer, and now today I'm a very old man, but I still couldn't forget that prayer.
那妈妈怎么为我们这些孩子祷告呢？而我们妈妈是这样祷告的。
And at that time, the mom prayed like this.
她说：“上帝啊，如果我的孩子有一天落入他们的罪中。”
And said, God, if one day my children fall in their sin,
我会立刻的起来作证，我指出他们，他们不是因为无知犯罪。
And I was swift to make the testimony to God, they are not sin because of their ignorance.
也就是说，就是我第一个，我做妈妈的，我第一个作证，他们是罪有应得，他们是知道的。
And basically, she's praying that if they fall in sin, I would the first one to bear the witness because they are sin purposely, because they know.
在最后大审判的日子，如果他们还没有被耶稣得着，我第一个，我最快跳出来做见证，他们是罪有应得，他们不是因为无知而犯罪。
And in the final judgment day, if they haven't have Jesus Christ, then I will be the one will bear the swift witness that they are worthy of the judgment.
因为他们知道，他们不是不知道。
Because they are sin, is knowingly, it's not out of ignorance.
这是在他们家庭这个查经完了之后，妈妈做这样的祷告。
And that is one of the prayer that mother gave.After they finish their Bible study.
后来斯布顿说，他说妈妈这个祷告我一辈子都忘不了，这个祷告深深的刺痛了我的心，然后就是刺伤我的内心。
And Spurgeon basically said, I never forget this prayer that my mother gave. And this prayer actually, it's piercing like a knife piercing my heart.
所以斯布顿感谢他的母亲。
So Spurgeon basically thanked
他的母亲以神为大。
So Spurgeon basically thanked his mother because his mother honors God.
他的母亲把孩子的永生的结局早早的就告诉孩子。
And his mother and tell her children that the eternal was the eternal consequence.
然后他爸爸明确地告诉他孩子，他的妈妈永远是站在上帝一边。
And also tell them the very early age, tell them the eternal consequence. And she also made it clear, and she will always stand by the side of God.
我们最后用斯布登的一段话希望我们每一个做母亲的都能够来思想怎样成为一个有福的母亲。
And finally, I want you to look at this on the screen that Spurgeon, Charles Spurgeon actually put there, and we can read it and think about how to become a mother, bless the mother.
斯布登这样说，母亲们呐，给你们的孩子这个属神的这种教育和训练，是你们最重要的责任。
And Spurgeon basically said, Mother, the godly training of your offspring is your first and most pressing duty.
基督徒母亲们，你教导你们的孩子圣经的话语就是完备他们的人生，就好像上帝让摩西在以色列人当中所做的工作，也就好像上帝让所罗门去建圣殿一样。
Christian woman, by teaching children the Holy Script, are as much fulfilling their parts for God, for the Lord, as Moses did in judging Israel or Solomon in building the temple.
每一个母亲在上帝的眼中都可以成为摩西，都可以成为所罗门。
So basically, Spurgeon said every mother.In the sight of God, they all can become a Moses, and they all can become a Solomon.
当然，每一个母亲都可以成为有福的母亲，就是把自己的孩子带到神面前来。
Of course, every mother can be blessed mother, that is to lead their children to God.
每一个母亲都可以看自己是神的仆人，以神为大，以神为乐。
And every mother can see themselvesas a servant of God and manifest their Lord and rejoice in their God.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
我们愿意上帝的圣灵能够带领这地上的母亲，带领我们教会的母亲们能够明白神的心意。
May the Holy Spirit lead the mothers, and especially the mothers of our church, will understand in our church and understand the will of God, heart of God.
圣灵怎样带领玛利亚，圣灵怎样带领哈拿，圣灵怎样带领斯布珍的母亲，愿圣灵也怎样带领我们的母亲。
How the Holy Spirit lead Mary, and lead Hannah, and lead Spurgeon's mother,And may the Holy Spirit in the same way lead our mothers.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主，那我们谢谢冯涛弟兄带给我们的信息，我们用一首诗歌来回应，Give thanks， 不管是作为孩子还是作为母亲，我们都感谢主，让我们在世上有这么一段美好的关系，让我们可以在这个关系中间互相的扶持，互相的帮助，互相的离更像耶稣基督。那我们一起来唱这首诗歌 Give thanks。 是报告事项的时间。我们第一个报告事项是我们关于下周的主日聚会。我们教会从下周日5月14号开始实体主日聚会，内容包括9:30的主日学和10:30的主日敬拜，都在教会里面进行。然后5月份主日敬拜将为联合敬拜，我们不会分各个班，然后暂时没有婴幼儿看顾。因为要保持社交距离，所以我们会人数的上限定为25人。我们已经有弟兄姐妹把桌子都把椅子都摆好了，前两排给去掉了，然后人跟人之间距离非常的宽，非常隔得非常的开。如果因为25人，如果想要参加实体聚会的话，请尽早与福山弟兄联系，可以发邮件给福山弟兄或者用别的方式跟他联系，然后我们会尽快的统计出来有多少人，然后告诉大家。这样的话如果人数已经满的话就告诉大家就不用就在这家等着，因为我们接下来同样的第二个报告事项就提到说教会同时仍然会提供主日学和外的网上直播，这个形式是一样的。然后如果你没有能够去参加实体聚会的话，就可以在家继续的通过 Zoom 的方式参加我们的聚会。请参加实体聚会的弟兄姐妹佩戴口罩，如果没有口罩的话教会会提供口罩，然后每一次聚会之后呢教会都会在内部教会内部做清洁和消毒的工作。然后第三项就是请继续为这个教会的实体聚会祷告。然后我们第四个是鼓励大家继续参加教会其他线上的活动，包括周二晚上的祷告会，周三上午10点的姊妹会和周五晚上7:30的查经都会继续的在线上进行。然后下周六就是实体聚会前一天早上8点我们开始在教会进行春季大扫除，我们可以请弟兄姐妹预留时间参加，然后也请弟兄姐妹如果要去帮忙的话可以带一些工具，然后比如说一些打扫的工具去。 然后也可以佩戴口罩啊，然后手套都可以准备好，然后我们可以一起去做春季大扫除。这个时间是周六的上午八点钟，下周六上午八点。那第六个报告事项是，如果还是有任何的奉献，请大家继续用支票的方式寄到教会。如果你不能参加实体聚会的话，请继续的用支票的方式继续我们的奉献，然后可以邮寄到教会的邮箱，然后邮箱的地址列在下面。好，那我们接下来一起做信仰告白，我们一起来读我们的使徒信。我们一起，我信上帝，全能的父，创造天地的主，我信我主耶稣基督，上帝的独生子，因着圣灵从童贞女玛利亚 所生，在本丢比拉多手下受难，被钉在十字架上，受死埋葬。
Dead and buried. Third day he rose.
复活后升天，坐在全能父上帝的右边，将来必从那里降临，审判活人死人。我信圣灵，我信圣而公之教会，我信圣徒相通，我信罪得赦免，我信身体复活，我信永生。阿们。那我们接下来，请冯涛弟兄带我们祝祷。
我们用哥林多后书十三章十四节来祝祷。愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在。
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Amen.
好，那我们今天的聚会就到这里结束，我们大家默祷后散会。